Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode. Host of this podcast, if you're new here, I am a 20-year-old going into my junior year at college at North Central University, and I'm studying marketing. And in the show notes below, I'll link all my socials, the YouTube for the podcast, the Instagram, and my TikTok. But I like to start each podcast episode with my recent favorite coffee drink, and it's just something I love. I love coffee. I make myself some every morning, and I love to share my love for coffee with others. And so my recent favorite coffee drink is kind of funny that I can update this bi-weekly. If that doesn't tell you how much coffee I drink, I don't know what else does. But I'm still drinking a lot of maple lattes, just like I was in the last episode. But I had a drink recently that was really, really good, and so I just wanted to share what it was. And again, I'll put that in the show notes below if you forget what it is and can't write it down. I always put what drink I talk about in the show notes. But I went and got coffee and food with a friend the other day to just catch up, and I got a sweet chai. Now, I don't like spicy chai, I prefer sweet chai, but I got a sweet chai with espresso, so it could also be called the dirty chai, with caramel. And I'm kind of iffy when it comes to caramel, just because when I first started drinking coffee, all I would put in my coffee was caramel. It was always a caramel latte, and so I really ran that dry, but for some reason, it was just really good. So I highly recommend a dirty chai, or a dirty chai with caramel or vanilla. So good. But anyways, I want to get right into what I'm talking about today, because it pertains to this weird season that I've been in with the Lord that has dragged out for a really long time, and I just have gotten a lot of Holy Spirit wisdom from it and a lot of convicting things that the Lord has taught me through it, and I just felt really convicted to share it with others, because I know if I was listening to somebody else in this season, it would really encourage me to know that I wasn't alone, but also somebody else is hearing from the Lord in a season like this. And so, yeah, let's just get right into prayer, and then we'll get into what we're talking about today. Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Lord, I pray that you are washing over whoever's listening right now, that you are providing peace, that you are providing comfort, that you are pouring out your love and your grace over this person. Lord, I pray that the words that are said provide healing today. I pray that the words that are said provide a next baby step in this weird and confusing walk of life with you. I pray that it provides encouragement and food for the soul, Lord, that you just move, that you stir up in this person's heart, and that you do exactly what you're set out to do. Move me out of the way, Lord, so you can say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so if you saw the title of today's podcast episodes, it's Christianity Isn't Always Fun, which I think is kind of a funny and ironic title, because, I mean, if you've been Christian for a little while, I think you've probably learned that it's not always easy, and it's not always sunshine and rainbows, and it's not always really fun. And no one ever talks about when it isn't fun. They just talk about this breakthrough moment that they had afterwards, and they just very briefly say, oh, I was in a really hard season where it wasn't fun, but I chose the Lord anyways, and wow, now I'm here. And you're always hearing from them on the other side of the breakthrough, which to the person that's in between, it can be really discouraging. Like, I'm not quite there yet. I can't really see myself getting there yet. So what am I supposed to do in the middle? And that's what I wanted to hit on today. So this is for you, the one who feels like they're in the yuck, in the cloudy, and the one that feels like everybody else is figuring it out or everyone else is having fun, but you're not quite there yet. And let me just start by saying, me too, this is exactly where I'm at right now. And it may not seem like it, and that's why I really wanted to touch on this. But I will always choose Jesus, no matter what. It's not always the choice that I want. It's not always what makes the most sense. And it might not seem like the easiest or like it has the fastest results or best possible outcome. But knowing all of this, I want to dive into scripture and start with truths and just speaking life into this difficult season. I will be reading in Proverbs 4:18 through 19. It says, "The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over." Now, I read this verse the other day, and at first I was kind of like, okay, Proverbs, go off. Like, it's really speaking to me, you know, wisdom, whatever, but nothing too deep and nothing really under the surface of what I was reading. But then the Lord allowed me to understand something through this that encouraged me through the season where I'm in, where it's harder to choose Him. What I got from this is that I've learned that when I try and do things on my own and I think I know what's best for me is when I'm walking through this dark room that's described and I'm tripping and I'm falling over everything because I can't see where I'm going. But when I allow Jesus in, sometimes all the junk doesn't go away right away, which when I'm trying to do it on my own is what I want. But because of the Lord's light, I'm able to see where I'm headed. I'm able to walk around and avoid all the junk I was stumbling over when I was on my own. See, Jesus may not always be what makes the most sense, the easiest path to follow, but I've learned that it's always best. Even in this hard season of my life, even when it's hard to let myself go, to open myself up and to truly say, I trust you with this, Lord, even when I don't want to. It always seems to work itself out. So, to those waiting for that breakthrough, waiting for that answered prayer, those desperately crying out and reaching for Jesus when there doesn't seem to be the answer you want, I want you to know this simple truth. He knows you. He loves you. He has the hairs on your head numbered. He knows you fully and loves you fully. The all-knowing God of the universe knows and loves you best. So I encourage you, even when it doesn't make sense, have faith in the fact that God knows you so well. The King of the world knows you deeply, more than you'll ever understand. So don't you think He knows what's best for you? What I've learned about myself is that I like to be able to pick myself back up. I like to be the strong one, the one that brushes it off and moves on. I like to be the one, rather than humbling myself and knowing I'd be nothing without Christ. I'd be weak without Him. He is my strength, not I. It takes humility to follow the Lord. It's taken humility for me to throw away the pride that I can pick myself up. I can figure it out. I can help myself. I can find that solution and answer myself because I know what's best for me. But no, I have a God, a King, who wants to lead me in the best possible plan. He wants to lead me there, loving me and speaking to me, strengthening me along the way. What I've learned is that all the times I've tried in my own way, I end up hurting myself more than what I started with, feeling broken, lost, and confused. But God, He's always waiting right there for you. I want to close with some scriptures of truth to speak over those who are struggling to pull themselves out of the weight of the lies that they've been believing. Because, trust me, I'm not saying this from a place of someone who has it figured out. I'm here right now trying to allow the Lord to pull me out. You're not alone. Soak in these truths with me. Let them be your lifeline in this season. Let the Lord be your God and your rescuer. And know that He's got you. Know that you're not the only one in the world who's experiencing this amount of weight or warfare or struggle. So I'm going to start with reading Psalms 91 over you. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is all you need, for my power is the greatest when you are weak. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Nehemiah 8:10. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalm 46:5. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And even the very hairs of your head are numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew 10:26-31. Lord, I just want to thank you that even when we can't see it, you are working. I want to thank you that even when life isn't going the way we want, and we're still choosing you, Lord, I thank you for a spirit inside of us that aches and longs for you despite what we really want. Lord, I just want to speak life over the person listening today. Lord, I pray that the verses of the truth of your word soak into their heart and into their mind in this season. I pray so heavily against schemes of the enemy, Lord, and we say no to the enemy today, and we say yes to you. Lord, clear their mind today. Touch them with heaven. Flood them with your Holy Spirit and your love, Lord. Let them feel your peace today. Let them feel your healing today. Let them feel your restoration power today, Lord. Even if the prayer isn't answered yet, let them have a newfound reverence for you, a newfound trust, and a newfound love and adoration for you that carries them through their season, Lord. Renew their strength today. Holy Spirit, renew their strength today. Let this not just be checking the box and moving on, but let this convict them enough to try so hard to grow close to you through this season, Lord. You are close to the brokenhearted. You love us so dearly. You have good plans for us, Lord, and we trust them even if it doesn't go the way we want it to, Lord. Help us to remove the pride in our hearts that says we have to figure it out and we have to calculate it. But Lord, let us throw that aside, open up our arms today, and thank you that you have a plan for us that is so good and so well thought out. We don't have to worry anymore. Thank you, Lord, for your truths that always overweigh the lies. Thank you, Lord, that earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Be that healer today. In Jesus' name.